First topic. Xbox games. All right. Forza Horizon 5 is going to come out in Mexico. Awesome game. Graphically speaking, it's usually one of the top games. So the question is a lot of people are showing the, you know, they don't see the love when it comes to Xbox games compared to a Sony game. You know, God of War is getting ready to come out. The new, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn is getting ready to come out. Or the Spider-Man. And it's hyped up like it's going to be game of the year. It's the greatest thing ever. But anytime an Xbox game is getting ready to come out, no matter how good or bad it may or may not be, it just doesn't seem to have the same hype. So why do you think that is? We'll start with you, Bobber.
It's a racing game. I mean, I understand.
Just in general, not necessarily Horizon, just in general.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I was like, it's a racing game. You know, I really think that, you know, for everything that we kind of poo-poo on with Sony and everything, their PR machine is amazing. Their marketing machine is amazing. And that's kind of what they do. It's Sony. It's movies. It's blockbusters. It's gaming. It's all of that. And they do a really good job hyping it up, getting the trailers cut right, getting all of it out there. And Xbox is, you know, they're computers. They're computer software. That's their home company. I just don't think they've quite got the formula right for these big releases to really ramp it up and really get the word out and get everyone excited about everything that they've got going on.
All right, Lemon Lime, we'll go around the room here. Lemon Lime, Jared, what do you think?
Okay, I think that there are really like three main reasons why. First off being that Xbox games just kind of aren't as good in general. Like, there's a certain originality that PlayStation games have over Xbox games. Like, for every Xbox game, there is kind of an alternative you can play to it. I'm not saying that Halo isn't hype. That is definitely their hypest game. But like Forza, there's Gran Turismo, and there's Sony has a certain cinematography that they use with their games, and that's kind of how they sell. Ghost of Tsushima, there's not another game really like it, and it's very graphically beautiful. They did the same with, or more than just graphics, it has to deal with the story that they're portraying as well. That happened with Last of Us 2, that happened with God of War, that's just how Sony does it, and Xbox just doesn't do that as well.
All right, Snappin', what about you, sir?
Yeah, man, you know, Xbox, you know, should get more love. I think it's more like a, Ford and Chevy type thing. I think there's just more Chevy guys out there for some reason, even though they're not as good at trucks. So I think that comes down to a big part of it. Another part, I mean, you look at Sony. I mean, look what they did to Mike, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, he tried to speak out against them. Look what happened to him. So I think these other companies, when they come out and they're going to drop this big game, I think they just come in and, you know, lay down the hammer. And I think that's a lot of the reason, really, in actuality, when you look at all the things, you know, on the table there. So I think that's going to probably be the biggest thing, that they're just axing everyone else. But, yeah, I mean, Xbox should be on top just because they are better. So
Shadow. What do you think after that Michael Jackson comparison?
Microsoft really isn't pushing their games as hard as they're actually pushing other things on their consoles, such as Game Pass. They're really pushing hard for stuff that's more to get more people into gaming than they are just games in general. They've been doing this for years now. Back when the Xbox One originally came out and the PS4 originally came out, they pushed harder to like more of an entertainment console than they did for games, where Sony really bought into the games, the first person games, where you're really just, it's you in the game. You're not really, your story game driven, beautiful. That's really what they're looking for. But the whole Gran Turismo comment, anytime it's matched up against Forza, though, Forza is taking it down every time. Literally every time.
Yeah, it's pretty much the meta.
It's not a game. It's a simulator versus an actual game.
Yeah, it's definitely a meta there. Speaking of metas, Facebook, that's our next topic. Facebook does their Facebook Connect conference, right? Which is their VR thing that they got going on. And in this, Mark Zuckerberg decides to announce that Facebook is completely changing to the metaverse, or the meta. So they're changing the name of Facebook. I think Facebook and Instagram and all that will stay like what they are, but the overall company name is Meta, obviously, for a lot of reasons. So Thoughts on this? We'll start with you, Shadow.
I'm not the biggest fan of it as of current, even with Xbox kind of trying to do their own thing. I understand it for like gaming, being able to switch from one to the next inside like your own little VR third 3D world. But why do you need it for a corporate meeting? You already have Zoom, you have Discord that people use, and you're using a VR where it's a digital person instead of me looking at Jay in the face and being like, I don't like you. Instead of something like that, you can actually see the expression and how I feel about the topic on my face rather than I can just move body parts inside a 3D simulated world. Like, I don't see the actual point of using it for corporate at all. Other than like if you're doing like a 3D design company, you can really do some work interior inside of the Meta. But other than that, I don't see any point in it for a corporate use.
Bobber, your thoughts?
Facebook probably should have held off a little bit until they finished getting rid of their 1.1 billion photos that they have in the AI tracker. What they're trying to do right now is kind of distract from the fact that they had a bunch of children's photos and their ability to be able to recognize their names and everything, plus dealing with all the privacy issues and everything else. They are desperate right now to talk about anything, even if it's dumb as shit, like this whole like metaverse thing. Just wait until all that stuff calms down, like handle your PR business first before you try to announce anything. And keep in mind that Google isn't Google, it's actually Alphabet. And so I think what they're trying to do is just come up with a creative way to be able to have that very top level umbrella and then have Facebook, Instagram, and everything underneath. So it's more of a reorg. I don't think it's going to really affect anything, but I think Facebook has enough problems facing it right now to really worry about about their Meta, whatever the hell that they're trying to push now. There's too many other solutions out there, as he said. So now it's, come on, guys.
And Snappin', your thoughts?
Oh, on Facebook Metaverse, man, I think it's a pretty dumb idea altogether. I mean, have you seen any VR, like any good VR? That shit is terrible. And if they do make it good, like let's say they get it where you can actually look at someone like Zoom style, but I can see like Betty's like 3D, like actual ugly face. I don't think it's going to be a good thing. And I think that Xbox will probably come out with the same thing like they're talking about. They're going to be better at it. I mean, look, you got Zuckerberg and then you got Bill Gates. Come on. easy pick. Who's going to make a better version there. So
Jared,
I think they're both a ways out though.
Your thoughts?
I think the metaverse is just straight bullshit, honestly. Like, they don't even have a proof of concept of how they're going to do it in any way. Like, everything that they showed off is kind of feasibly, like, infeasible right now with all the stuff that we have. Like, and not only that, who's going to wear a fucking VR set for their 9-to-5? Like, that's going to be uncomfortable as hell, and no one's going to even want to do it.
That's a two.
I feel like he was listening to my conversation with Quick earlier about it.
he's talking about it. Jared's tapped into the metaverse. He's tapped into your Xbox chats. Sony fan advanced Xbox chats. All right, yeah, the last main topic. Zuckerberg. Last main topic, and we're going to start with you, Snappin'. Boba Fett trailer just released on Disney+. The new Book of Boba Fett, it's kind of the next line of the Star Wars shows that follows right after the events of Season 2 of The Mandalorian. So your thoughts on whether you think this show will be good? Will they keep it up? What's going to happen? Your thoughts.
Whether it's good or not, I don't think really matters. I mean, dude, if you're a Star Wars nerd, you're a Star Wars nerd. You're going to watch it. Your kids are going to want to watch it. It's going to get the views. It's going to make the money, the toys, all the merch that's involved in it. So regardless, you're going to have, anyone that's into Star Wars at all, I'll watch it for sure. Anyone that's remotely into it's going to watch it. And then you're going to have a bunch of little kids that are going to make their parents watch it regardless. So it's going to get plenty of views. It's going to do good just like any other damn main kids show, it's going to kill it. Whether it's good or not, that's, regardless. Doesn't matter.
Lemon Lime.
Boba Fett's cool. I mean, Boba Fett sells. Like, is it going to be as good as The Mandalorian? Probably not, because it's not going to have something as original as The Mandalorian, but I mean, I'm still going to watch it. Tons of people are still going to watch it and really enjoy it, most likely. So, I mean, not much more to say about it.
Shadow.
All I got to say is Dad Bod Fett gives Jay something to look forward to later on in life.
Wow.
But no, Boba Fett will always be that character in Star Wars that's just, he's just throughout the lore. He's always a good character. He's always going to draw eyes to him. And him, then bringing him back in Mandalorian, then giving him his own show was a really, really good idea. You're really drawing people into that Star Wars universe on Disney Plus that they've now decided to expand further.
And Jay.
Dude, I am so excited for the Fett father. I am ready for a Don Corleone, like Boba Fett. Like, I am looking forward to the time, and I hope, and the trailer's got it all set up. He's got his captains in front of him. Someone says something stupid. He just blasts them across the table. Like, I mean, just straight Godfather style. So I am really looking forward to it. I think as long as they continue with that good, rich story where they've got the main kind of story arc over the season, and then it's the individual stories that feed into it, I think it's going to kill again. I see a lot of similarities with The Mandalorian and everything. And, you know, my hope is that they start to introduce some of these secondary characters from the novels and really kind of flesh out more and more of the story. And I'm incredibly excited because I was actually in Disneyland at Star Wars Land when this thing really, I was amped. Let's go. It was awesome.
Did you at least get a lightsaber? Come on.
No, but I got my kids both.
He already has one.
Hang on. But I did get the kids their own BB-8s. And on a completely side note, they actually interact with all the stuff in Star Wars Land. So like the BB-8s will actually turn different things on just because of the Bluetooth connection.
Super cool.
Coolest thing ever. Sorry. Sick.
All right, we're on to buy or sell. First topic. So buy or sell, you're just going to tell them whether you think this is what you're going to go with or not. This is the last line of defense for you guys before two of you get eliminated. So we'll start with the first one. Cyberpunk 2077. Buy or sell, despite the delays, the game makes a comeback. Now, for the delays that you guys don't know, they finally came out, delayed the DLC, the free DLC that was supposed to come out at the end of this year, and the next-gen upgrades, which were for PS5 and Xbox Series X. They've delayed this until quarter one of 2022, and supposed DLC is still coming. There's a lot of rumors that this will eventually probably relaunch at that time on Game Pass, which would be a huge boost. So with all that being said, buy or sell, the game makes a comeback. Shadow.
Well, this game has already heard its name way too much for it to do anything now. It's really looking like, I hate to compare it to this game, but it's starting to look like Anthem. Anthem kept saying, hey, we're going to come back with, it's going to be better. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. They kept delaying stuff. It's going to be better. I swear it's going to be better. And now that game's in the gutter and it's on Game Pass. So let's just look at it like it is.
You just crushed my soul a little bit. Bobber.
Look, we've all had that girlfriend or boyfriend that goes, oh no, baby, this time it's going to be different. This time I'm going to do the dishes. This time I'm going to pay attention to you. This time I'm not going to sleep with somebody at the club. we've all.
I won't pull the knife this time. I promise, baby.
Right. Like, I'm not going to slap you because you left your clothes out. Like, we've all had that significant other. And guess what? The fuckers did it again. So no, selling hardcore, it is never a good sign when you push something back, especially if you push something back that far. I mean, it is an issue. That's why, you know, with the anti-cheat for like Call of Duty and everything, we've all kind of thrown our hands up and said, ah, screw it. It's never going to work. So no, sell it hard. This game is going down a giant ball of flames.
I'm going to sell it. People are trying to compare it to No Man's Sky, but No Man's Sky had to literally change like their entire gameplay and add so many things to come back from the grave that I really don't think that Cyberpunk can do it. Like, it doesn't matter if it's DLC. If you're going to buy Cyberpunk, you already bought Cyberpunk.
Agreed. Snappin', your thoughts here, sir?
I'm selling as well, man. This game... You know, you can't put anything out like this. If you put out a car, You know, what was that piece of shit back in the day that blew up all the time when people would Pinto run
Pinto.
Into it? If they brought that thing back out and tried to run it again with the same name, no one would give a shit. No one's buying it, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot of shitty shows on Netflix that people aren't watching. So if you put another shitty game on a Game Pass, people still aren't going to play it just because it's on a platform that you can pick from. You know, I think they just they shot themselves in the foot. Maybe it was a good idea at the time, but they... maybe they should have waited a whole another year before they even put it out in the first place. So big sell.
Can we listen? Listen, let's all be honest. That was PJ's best argument on anything that he's ever done on this show. He had valid points. He came hard with a good, like I almost fell out of my chair. That was amazing.
For a second there, I really thought you were about to try to stand up and defend Cyberpunk, and I was just going to just down. I really thought you were about to.
I was going to have to turn this off. I was like, this is over.
Next topic, we're going to start with you, Jared. This game, the day before, just relaunched a new trailer. This thing looks epic. Imagine, like, DayZ meets The Division, meets The Walking Dead, meets The Last of Us. I mean, the graphics are off the chain. They walked into a shopping mall in this trailer, and it looked like you had gone into your own mall. The details were off the chain. Release date, next June or July of 2022. A lot of people are saying this game is a scam. It's not really going to be out there. So buy or sell, this game is a scam. Jared, you're first.
I think it's going to be a scam. I think everything that they do is pretty feasible, except for just how big it is and how pretty it looks. I mean, like you said, it's just Division with zombies. And I think the main reason that, like, that you can tell that it's a scam is because they have branding in it. They have, like, brand name things in it. There's no way some indie developer is going to get brand names in their games.
Bob, are you?
Oh, man. I am selling the fact that it is going to be a scam. However, I preface that with, I don't believe shit from trailers. Every single time, it's all cinematic, done. It's all the look and the feel of the game, and then you get to the actual graphics, and you're like, man, this is like stick figures here. I'm selling the fact that it's a scam, but man, as nice as the trailer looks, I mean, we see those in movies and stuff all the time. Like, I don't trust anything with the nice smooth trailer too much.
Shadow, your thoughts. Buy or sell, this game is a scam.
I'm selling that it's going to be a scam also. It's just too ambitious for an indie developer. Like, a lot of times you see indie developers come out with something like this, and you look at the trailer and like, oh, that's pretty. And then you see the actual game, and it's like, huh, what happened to the game you showed us in the trailer?
So you think it is going to be a scam, so you're buying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Buying, that's a scam. Don't buy the game. Whatever. Just don't buy into it right now. Give it until maybe before release and actually see some in-game engine footage. Don't buy into the trailers. Like Jared's saying, branding for an indie company, not likely to happen. They don't have the money to just pitch around like that. And even if it is in there now, those companies will sue the crap out of them and it won't be a company anymore.
All right, snapping.
Man, I'm gonna have to buy that it's a scam. I don't think it's going to be... If it does come out, I think it's a big hype thing, maybe seeing how everyone's going to react to it. But there's no way that game's coming out looking that smooth out of all the stuff that they're stealing from other games. You talk about the branding, but just the actions and different things that they're taking out of it, different games itself. They're definitely pulling strings here. And there's no way, if it does come out, that it's going to come out next year. There's no way that a small company like that, that hasn't done anything great, is going to pop, just a diamond out of a bag of shit, so. And then you look at, again, like the trailer looked awesome. The music was spot on, loved it. It was looked just too good to be true. I don't think it's going to be a thing.
All right, next topic, buy or sell, Call of Duty Vanguard is about to release, or it is releasing tonight, right? So buy or sell, this will be the number one sold game. Like, typically, I'm pretty sure every Call of Duty game is this going to continue the trend? Snapping.
Dude, it comes out tomorrow night. Not tonight, by the way. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be the number one game. I mean, shit. We've been doing it since day one over there. So it's going to continue that streak. There's just too many people to play it, whether they're nerds or goons or whatever they are, dude. They're into it, and it's always going to be like that. I mean, you look at the boards, people shit on every single Call of Duty, even people that love it, and we just keep coming back time and time again. Like that abusive relationship, we're going to keep coming back no matter what. And so that's just going to be the way it is.
Shadow.
And it'll be number one.
I see it being the number one seller. Do I see it being Editor's Choice best game of the year ever?
No. Just
Call of Duty.
It's sales.
It's the sales. Yeah, you'll probably see it. It's going to have a lot of competition coming up, though, because there's a lot of good games coming out in the next 4 or 5 months alone. But it'll be the number one seller because you got a lot of people like snapping down here that can't let go of the past ever. He probably still got a sweater from high school somewhere back behind him. Don't you?
Bobber, your thoughts.
Oh man, of course it's gonna be number one. Call of Duty is like McDonald's. It's everywhere, everyone eats it. No one likes to admit to it, but man, when that McRib comes out, man, you are right there first in line. They do the events. It's the Shamrock Shake and, you know, ooh, ghosts. And you're right back into it and played it again. It's going to be number one. It's never going to win any sort of big awards like you said, like Editor's Choice or, you know, Game of the Year or anything like that. But holy shit, we're all going to play it. And we're all going to look for it whenever we need something to get away with.
Jared.
Okay, I'm probably going to lose points for this, but I know it's gonna get it's gonna get top selling, but because all you dumbasses are the ones buying it. Why are you guys buying this game? Yeah. These games average like a 70 score. Last year, the only reason COD got like the top seller is because they didn't count digital scores for Animal Crossing. But like, are there a ton of dumbasses out there buying Call of Duty, the same game every year? Hell yeah, there are. So of course it's going to get top.
Call of Duty, I'm pretty sure, popularized the midnight launch. That and Halo.
I believe it.
Yeah.
All right, final topic on buy or sell. Animal Crossing. And we're going to start with you, Shadow. The first paid DLC is launching this week. And
it launched just now, actually.
A lot of people are getting what they wanted, but obviously the player count is down, the streamer count is down. There was a lot of things that went around this game. Obviously, with COVID last year, this game was top of the chain on almost every streaming channel. Now, I'm not saying it's dead. It's not dead by any means. But will this first paid DLC, buy or sell, that it'll kill the game because it's a paid DLC?
It won't kill the game. There's no way it'll kill the game. There's enough fanboys out there to keep that game running, just as in every other game. And you saw how popular it was last year when it first came out and how big it was with COVID. There will be people jumping on this bandwagon, and they will be buying that DLC, and they will be playing it.
Bobber.
It's new content. All the streamers are going to come back. It's going to be the retro thing to do. Hey, I just got this DLC. Remember when we were playing it? I mean, they're going to jump right back into it. It's going to get another bump. The DLC is going to do fantastic. It's really going to reinvigorate. I'm excited to see what it is. I haven't been able to keep up with it as much, but I know I'm probably going to end up buying it for my kids just to keep them involved and get the legs of the game in their world a little bit longer. So no, I'm excited for it. I think we're used to DLC. I think we're used to paid DLC now. At least I'm not getting skins for some damn dodo bird. So, you know, I'm happy with a $10, whatever the hell it is, DLC to pay for it to get the game to last longer.
All right, snapping.
Hey, I think it's gonna do great, man. I'm buying that it's gonna kill it. You got all
you think
that
it's gonna kill the game, like make it dead or make it better?
No, it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna come back. I think there's a lot of people still working at home that probably haven't heard about the new DLC coming out, the new content. So you give that time to come out. You know, there's plenty of, you know, people that are working from home, stay at home moms that maybe didn't hear about this, and the kids. So as soon as it gets out more and more, you know, give it a month or two, this thing's going to skyrocket. More streamers giving it more love. It's going to go up. I mean, people just love new content. And if it's a game you like, regardless, like if Mario 1 came out with a new 30 levels, I'm sure a bunch of us will go out, you know, buy and try to beat those next 30 levels. So it's definitely going to take off and do just fine.
Jared.
Yeah, I think that it's going to bring back a lot of people. I didn't even think about streamers at first, but that's totally what it's going to do. All of the streamers that played Animal Crossing before are going to jump back in, and then all the people that watch them are going to buy the DLC. And so, yeah, it's totally going to bring back Animal Crossing.
Final thoughts, Shadow.
I don't really have any on Animal Crossing other than I'm going to end up buying it because Rachel's playing it. So,
Bobber, anything else to add?
No, man, I'm excited for it. I think anytime that you've got an option to be able to bring out new content and get a game that's as in-depth as that, both my kids play it together. So, you know, it gives them something. And, you know, it also saves me from having to go out and buy a new game right now. So anytime DLC can make that game last another 6, 7, 8, 9 months, a year, man, I'm all for it.
Snapping, anything to add?
No, I mean, I might buy it for like my 5-year-old if she wants to play it, but I play, you know, more intellectual games like Call of Duty, so I'll be passing on it, playing it myself.
Jared, your final thoughts?
Yeah, you guys can make fun of me. I'm going to buy the DLC. I'm going to have a hell of a time with it.
All right, that brings us to the end of Buy or Sell, and we have our eliminations. Bobber and Snappin' Necks are moving on. Jared, I don't know what happened. You were teed up with your best topic. I thought you were going to take it to the bag. I definitely thought you were going to pull into second. But we hopefully you had a good time, and we'll definitely bring you back on the show. But Shadow and Jared.
Hi, Houston Astros.
Thanks for... Wow. Why you got to be like that? Why you got to be like that, Jay?
I feel like this is hate because every time I've been on, I've been in the final two.
First topic, and we'll let Bobber go first. Xbox Ooh. VR. Xbox announced that they're going to enter the metaverse with games like Minecraft and Halo. Now, this metaverse that Facebook is making is they're trying to get partners and get everyone. They'll just kind of control it. So they want to bring in all kinds of stuff. Microsoft is already showing their version of the whole meeting thing in a 3D space. And now, but they really want to put emphasis on these games. So GTA VR is coming. I think it's GTA San Andreas is coming to the Oculus Quest sometime next year. You know, a little bit more open world game. You get to run around the city, do all the things you can do in GTA. A little bit scaled back with the graphics because it's San Andreas. But with that being said, in this whole metaverse, what are you guys' thoughts on Xbox and Microsoft entering this on a game side? Bobber, go ahead.
Oh, man. You know, it really kind of feels like 3D TV. Like, we're going to introduce this thing. It's going to be amazing. And everyone goes, ooh, ah. And then about 15 minutes after it, you go, man, I just really wanted to sit on my ass and play a video game. I didn't want to have to stand up and look around and have this big unwieldy thing making my face all sweaty and everything else on the VR side of things. I mean, you know, VR, I think, has got its place. But I think that, you know, games like GTA and stuff like that, they're just too involved. The worlds are too big. It's too everything. Like, I don't want to sweat when I'm playing video games. And so I'm really, you know, kind of concerned that, you know, with the amount of physicality and everything, like, when I sit down to be able to play for 2-3 hours, like, I don't want to have to wear, you know, workout clothes and bring water with me because I'm actually running around, you know, these major cities and these major places. So I don't know, man. It sounds pretty gimmicky. I think it's going to go the way of the 3D TV. You're going to get a big pop on it, and then everyone's going to go, no, I just wanted to sit on my ass and play some video games.
All right, Snappin, your thoughts on Xbox and Microsoft entering the metaverse and their VR side and using their games?
You know, I think it's all a long ways out before they make it any good. Like, my kid's got a VR headset that, you know, he saved up and got himself, and because there's no way I was buying him a $500 thing that I don't trust his ass with. But and that's another part of it. You know, if you got any of these headsets, I mean, how many households are going to have, you know, your console, your computer, as well as, you know, another $500 product on the side that they're going to be using? And like I said, dude, I've used my kid. They'll have their big old VR parties. They're all over there. But then, you know, I check it out and I'm like, man, this shit is not that cool. Like, it looks like Wii Sports or something. Like, it's not that good. So I think they're a long ways out from making anything look anywhere like close to even being, you know, acceptable as like the graphics that are in the, you know, the console games and the computer. So I think it's just going to be a long ways out. And if they do try to roll it out, it's going to suck.
All right. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but I actually like PJ's point better. So PJ gets the point on the first topic. All right. Second topic. Dr. Disrespect recently making waves because he claims that Halo will die within 3 weeks if it doesn't come with a battle royale. His claim is not that the game is going to be dead. It's a horrible game. His claim is that it's going to die in the streaming setting and it won't be as popular there if it doesn't have a battle royale because people won't want to play it and the viewership won't be there. So a lot of hate back towards Dr. Disrespect from the Halo fans and Xbox fans in general. And then even people that play games like Counter-Strike doesn't have a BR, and that's the number one game on Twitch most of the time. That, you know, so as far as first-person shooters. So we'll start with you, Snap and PJ. What do you think about Dr. Disrespect's claims and Halo dying if it doesn't have a BR?
I think a lot of it is Dr. Disrespect has this huge community, right? And he's a two-time champ. You got to give that to him. But I think he's really just trying to get him to add it into the game because they can. They have everything set up to make it happen, and he's got such a platform. And so he's just trying to make it happen, I think. I think because he loves the – I think really he likes the game, and he wants to be able to stream it. But the BRs are so popular that, you know – shit, he ain't gonna be streaming a multiplayer like that. There's no huge competitive Halo multiplayer tournaments anymore like there used to be. I mean, the game's gonna do great itself, just, you know, all the people just with nostalgia, but when it all comes down to it, I think he's just trying to, you know, force their hand, which I think they will come out with one regardless. I don't think any of those shooter games at this point that are set up in the same realm as the Call of Duty, the Halos, the Battlefields can survive without one at the same level where you're still selling, you know, because you're selling all the packs, all the, you know, all the merch in the store there on the online store. So I think they kind of have to just to get all those extra money and extra viewers.
Bobber.
I have to agree. I really think that he wants one so bad that he's going to come out and just kind of poo-poo on everything. And, oh, the game's dead and the game's terrible. And it's really because he wants to, he really wants it. He wants it for the viewership. He wants to be able to play it. I think his preference is to have that BR kind of, you know, that feel, that game and everything. And so because the fans are going to want to see him play it, he wants to play it in his mode, which is going to be the BR format. I also think that Halo's going to have it because I think there's too much money in skins. There's too much money in all of these additions. There's too much money in all of these other things for them just to walk away from it. And so it would be nice to be able to have the Xbox release of it come out and then say, hey, 6 months from now, BR is going to happen. And man, you're just going to have people stay sucked to that game this entire time. You're going to be able to kind of ride that initial wave, which is any AAA game release. And then you're basically going to be able to release another AAA game with the same concept, same character, same everything. And you're going to be able to ride that wave for 6 months to a year and then basically drop another game that's going to be involved in it. And you're going to be able to get that nice long tail of viewership and playing. So I don't think that Dr. Disrespect is correct in the fact that he says that the game's going to die. I think they're smarter than he is. But I also think that he's just kind of jumping up and down because he wants that mode right away.
Did he just make the same points?
I can't believe that I'm about to do this. What happened? But Jay, it is true. You kind of just made the same points that Snappin did. And also, let's not forget that the multiplayer is free to play on PC and Xbox. So the cosmetics and all those skins they already have, they're going to have a battle pass. They're going to have all that. I don't think the battle royale was all they needed for that. So I am reluctantly giving the win and the point to Snappin next. So let me get rid of Jay here. And PJ, you're going to get your moment in the sun here to say anything you want. The floor is yours, my friend. The floor is yours.
Oh, man. Kind of knew that was going to happen. You know, when you prepare as much as I do for something like this. Man, it feels good. I just want to, you know, just go out and thank Snap City, the millions and millions of fans that watch me on stream every day, and for all you guys coming out and taking that L, taking that ass whooping. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.